Hey folks, your old pal Chicago Ray. I've been on the radio talking to drivers for about the last hour 15 minutes. And I'm talking to at least 10 drivers going the other way. I'm heading down from Southern Wisconsin. And they're gonna start refusing loads in New York City starting on Monday. Alright? I got about 3 drivers that I drive with. They already vibered the boss and told them they ain't going to New York City. So, I don't know how far across the country this is or how many truckers are going to start denying loads to going to New York City. But, I'll tell you what. You fuck around and find out.
New York, New York, New York. F***ing with Trump. F***ing with Trump. Now the truckers ain't trying to deliver y'all produce, y'all goods. For 3 years. You in New York, you better get up out of there. See, I think groceries are high now. Y'all better respect Trump's gangster. And y'all better respect that MAGA crowd. They not playing. As you can see, they not playing. Keep on f***ing around. You're going to find out, New York.
It's happening. Patriots are rising up against the insidious lawfare launched against President Trump. And none other than New York City, the cesspool of liberal corruption, is about to find out what happens when you try to take on the forces of MAGA across the country. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here because knowledge is your most powerful weapon, and that's the weapon we wield every day on this channel. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It really is happening, gang. A massive trucker strike is going into effect over the next 7 days against the woke cesspool of New York City. The first trucker you just heard at the beginning there is a fellow by the name of Chicago Ray. He's got a huge following on X, formerly known as Twitter. And as you heard, he seems to be the first one to have made the announcement that truckers across the nation are officially boycotting delivering goods to New York City. Now, this, of course, is in protest over the absolutely ridiculous, corrupt, delusional verdict handed down by the creepy New York judge Arthur Engoron, a.k.a. the Freeze Miser. You'll know him as the real estate illiterate who valued Mar-a-Lago at an absurd $18 million. He fined President Trump $355 million last week in what many consider to be one of the single most outrageous fraud rulings in the history of jurisprudence. And MAGA countries rising up. MAGA countries absolutely had it with this weaponizing of our legal system by corrupt woke Democrats who are actively, in Stalinesque fashion, investigating a man to find a crime rather than the protocols of the rule of law, which investigate a crime in order to find a man, a perpetrator. They've already declared Trump guilty in a manner that would make the worst banana republic blush, and so now it's just finding a crime to pin on him. And MAGA country has had it, and it's America's truckers that appear to be the first ones rising up. Here's a sample of the growing revolt to strike against New York City.
All right. I just received a call from a company that I was getting a load from, and they just said they don't have any loads going to New York. So if you're in New York, you won't be receiving anything from these drivers. I don't know if it's real, but I know that the companies are now saying that they're not delivering loads. It's not just the truckers. It's the companies also. Get yourself prepared, New York. Shit may hit the fan in the next couple of days.
Here you go, Cannon, New York. You all see all the emptiness tonight in the truck stop. Trucker strike tomorrow in New York. Good luck.
Gang, you know, I'm very passionate about the fact that we can't rescue our nation if we don't first take care of ourselves. And health starts actually with our livers. Now, if you think about it, we throw everything at our livers: cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy, feel lazy and tired all the time. But thanks to today's sponsor, there's a very real solution. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. It's manufactured right here in the USA and approved by independent American doctors. And if you click on that link below right now, you can try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula when you order today. So don't let a fatty liver keep you sluggish and inactive. Gang, as many of you know, this is personal for me. I myself recently lost over 60 pounds, and I could say it's one of the best decisions I ever made. So now it's your turn, gang. Click on that link below or go to getliverhelp.com/Turley and claim your free bonus gift. That's getliverhelp.com/Turley. Now, truckers across the nation are not the only ones rising up against this utterly absurd, insane ruling. Even TV stars like Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank are coming out and saying that this ruling has the potential of absolutely devastating New York's real estate market.
Well, this case really isn't just about Donald Trump. This is an assault on the 11th sector of the S&P 500, which is real estate. Step back and think about what this means for the state of New York. Development of real estate creates millions of jobs in America. And once the buildings are stabilized and rented out or used for commercial real estate or whatever, they generate cash flow and they're put into REITs. And you and I invest in those, retirees invest in them, and that's how they get income. That's why it became the 11th sector of the S&P. It's so important to the American economy. Very few sectors generate as much cash as this does. And so if you're a developer, you're an entrepreneur, you go to a bank and you say, look, I want to borrow $200 million to build a building. And they say, well, what assets do you have we can secure this loan against? And you point to a building you built before. And you haggle and you argue about the value of that building. This goes on in every city on earth. That's how real estate developers who are entrepreneurs and take risk borrow money. That's exactly what happened here. Now, all of a sudden, after this is built successfully and finished, for some reason, this judge takes it upon himself to fine this developer. Forget that it's Trump. This is not about Trump anymore. If you're a developer and you see this happen in the state of New York, why would you take the risk to put up this much money and have a judge arbitrarily decide that you are in some form of breach of fraud when no damages occurred at all? And this is the same process that occurs everywhere. This is about the competition of states. I thought before this judgment that the number one loser state in America was California, which is basically putting itself out of business slowly and surely. But after this judgment, I'm going to make New York the number one loser state, followed by California, then Massachusetts, New Jersey, Michigan. These are places where taxes are not competitive. Delaware, for example, is now on the loser state list because it's unstable policy on the Elon Musk decision. You don't have to put your money into places where this kind of thing happens. Each of us as investors, we vote with our capital. Why punish a great state because it doesn't happen to be on the East or West Coast? I say go to Florida, go to Texas, go to North Dakota, Oklahoma, West Virginia. These are winner states. Why go to a loser state like New York?
And again, it's not just truckers. It's not just real estate investors. Even legal analysts are absolutely excoriating this absurd ruling. Fox legal analyst Jonathan Turley is absolutely torching the insanity of the ruling, especially given that no one is suing Trump. No money has been lost. All loans have been paid back. It's literally the epitome of lawfare, where woke Democrats are weaponizing the law against law-abiding citizens. Turley points out that the court actually admitted that no one, no bank, no insurance company, no one lost a single dime in any of these business dealings. And in fact, one witness from one of the banks testified that they wanted to do more business with Trump, who was described as the ideal client who provided high-yield business opportunities. So not only was the case absolutely ridiculous on its merits, but then the absurdly grotesque ruling fining Trump over $300 million worth of damages, in Turley's words, that should shock the conscience of any judge on appeal. And that's exactly what's happening as we speak. It's very unlikely that New York City will see anything even remotely resembling that ruling paid up by Trump. Indeed, the whole of the case most likely will be thrown out on appeal, even if the Democrat-appointed judges on the New York Court of Appeals ignore the obvious inequity and unfairness of this ruling. The Supreme Court should, in the end, intervene. When all is said and done here, gang, what happened in New York City over the weekend signifies, at least in part, that Democrats are absolutely hell-bent on destroying the rule of law that serves as the judicial infrastructure of our constitutional republic. I'm sure many of you saw this over the weekend. This is Kelly Wong. Kelly is making the headlines this week because she's become the first non-citizen to be officially appointed, I kid you not, to an election commission. The ultra-woke city of San Francisco has appointed a non-citizen, in other words, someone who legally cannot vote in an election, to their election commission. This after San Francisco voters removed the citizenship requirement for those seeking office on city boards, commissions, and advisory bodies. The Democrat Party is officially a post-American party. They despise our nation. They viscerally hate our history, our culture, our customs, our traditions. And everything they do involves tearing down those traditions and erecting a post-America globalist state that deliberately and actively weaponizes the system against America's patriots. There is no rule of law anymore as far as the Democrats are concerned. So what about the Republicans? You may be asking, where are they in all of this? Well, as you know, and as we talk about all the time on this channel, the Republican Party is controlled opposition. Oh, yeah, they tweet their outrage. Ooh, those tweets. They yell and scream on Fox and on Sean Hannity and all these other so-called conservative TV and radio stations. But in the end, they do nothing. Republicans truly are the do-nothing party. But in the end, it doesn't matter. Because we're seeing patriots rise up like never before. You see, gang, the key to understand what's really happening in this world, what's really happening in our nation today, is that the political parties are actually irrelevant. The Great Awakening that's rising up all across the country has literally nothing to do with the Republican Party. The Great Awakening that we're now seeing in the form of these amazing patriot truck drivers is a citizen-led uprising that's not waiting around for the Republicans to get their act together. MAGA country, which according to studies is comprised of 80% of the nation, is rising up. Patriots are rising up, and we're rebuilding our nation in tens of thousands of ways into a nation of faith, family, and freedom that will, in the not-so-distant future, relegate the woke antics of progressive tyrants to the ash heap of history.
As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.